Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm used to saying good morning. I had to like change it up a little bit. How do you guys like my shirt? I got Juanito on the phone. We're going to clear up some things. I needed his help on this broadcast because, well, it's confusing, folks. It's a little confusing, and I want someone there to just kind of like hold my hand through the process, folks, on this broadcast. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, if you like how hard I work for you, show me some love, folks. I appreciate it. When the lights go out on Amazon, get yourself a copy, leave an honest review. You know how it goes. It's all very much well appreciated when the lights go out. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. Show her some love as well, folks. We deeply appreciate it. We deeply appreciate it. I'm not used to doing these broadcasts in the afternoon. I'll tell you that right now. I'm used to doing them in the morning. I like doing them in the morning. I'm off a little bit in the afternoons, but and this is kind of like when I start winding down, but I got to take an important business trip tonight. I'll be back for Friday's broadcast in the morning, 9:30 a.m. Same bat channel, same bat time, folks. Folks, this time it's Health with Nino, baby. Health with Nino. Have you ever wondered why skin might look leathery as we age? That's because our bodies slowly stop producing the most important nutrient for skin health, collagen. That's why tens and thousands are turning into this amazing substance to replenish this diminishing but vital protein. It uses the top five critically important types of collagen to support skin elasticity, hydration, and to bring back the youthful glow, folks. I don't think I look bad for 45. Gonna be 46. Most importantly, you can save 53% off this month only, folks. 53%. Simply go to the link down below, folks. It's Health with Nino. Hit the description box. Go down in the description box. Hit the link. Get started with some good collagen and start looking your best. Hold on, Juanito. I'm going to bring Juanito on in a second. There's a lot of rumors swirling around the Patriot community. I want to clear them all up. And that's why the title says it all, but I'm going to clear up some of this stuff with the help of Juanito on the phone right now. Folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner, Getter, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, True Social, David Rodriguez, Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez, Boxer, and Nino's Truth on Instagram as well. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com, Bing right there. Folks, get your. I'm going to run out of these. I can guarantee you. I'm going to be running out of these. Hillary behind bars, folks. This is a good, right, Juanito? I'm going to be running out of these. Folks, go to PatriotWear, get yourself one of these. Nino'sCorner.tv. I just had a great financial report from Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff joined Nino'sCorner.tv, and he gave a great, great assessment of the financial apocalypse that's coming. Also, Gene Ho. I'm going to be talking to Gene Ho. Laura Eisenhower and Brad Olson are coming on for a roundtable on Nino'sCorner.tv. Juan O'Savin is coming on. He does periodic updates, but he's going to be coming on with Bo Pony. And I guess it's going to be more like a Bible study. That's going to be on Nino'sCorner.tv. I got Joshua Abraham coming on. Now, this guest is going to be something different because Joshua Abraham infiltrated the Masons. He became a Mason. He made it to a very, very high level. And basically, he did this on purpose to infiltrate them. And so he says. So this is going to be an interesting interview. We'll be talking with him for it. I'm going to ask for your questions so we can all ask the same questions or ask, you know, I'm going to get your input, folks, so I can ask him all of your questions. I have Jan Halper coming on the General's Tent this month. Get your questions ready for Jan Halper. She's the next general in the General's Tent, DOD Task Force. Folks, you ask your questions. I lay it out for you all to play it out. I just simply bring the guests. You eat the meat, throw away the bones, if you know what I'm saying. So Jan Halper is the next general in the General's Tent. We might bring Juan on with her. Would you like that, Juan?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. So we might do that. I might bring Juan on with Jan Halper on the General's Tent, and that would be a great combination right there, folks. So the General's Tent, September 20th, this month, it's going to be fire. All right, folks, turn it down or turn it up. I know it's not the morning. It's the afternoon. But I don't know where you're at. You might be around a lot of people. You don't want them to know you're listening to the Nino. But turn it down or turn it up, folks. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. It's getting turned up now. All right, Juanito, Juanito, can you hear me, El Juanito?
Yeah, that's dangerous because I'm driving one of the hot rods, and with all this horsepower, I want to drive like you scream.
Juanito, what the fuck is going on here? Because I got to tell you, there's rumors of Putin's death. Okay, first of all, let's address that. Is he dead? Do you know?
No, but you know he is. I've told your audience, I think, a number of times over the last half year. That the cancer situation was more serious than was being let on. And so a lot of his actions have been done to try to clear the decks as much as possible so that when the handoff goes to whoever takes his place, which is most likely Medvedev, that his legacy will
hold on, Juan. They can't hear you. They can't hear you. You guys can't hear him? Can you hear him good now? Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, so, Putin's not dead, but he is on a banana peel health-wise, more so than has been telegraphed to the West. He wants to leave a positive legacy. And, he sees himself as a John Wayne-type figure in Russia. And
so he knows he's on his – so it's true, he is on his deathbed.
Well, I don't think that's accurate to say it that way. He's fighting through. You know, I've had people down within what doctors said was hours of death and then come back with things even similar to what Putin's fighting. The medical people in Russia are way better than most people in the West give him credit for. So he's still in the hunt, but he's not well. I just talked with a friend the other day that's very close to that situation, and he was still optimistic, but it's clear his actions are those of trying to protect a future legacy that he knows, you know, he could be gone at any moment. So
what about Fannie Willis? Let's jump to Fannie Willis for a second. There's a lot when try to be YouTube friendly with the words you use on this one, Juanito, like say bank robbery. Okay. What's going on with Fannie Willis?
Again, this is a situation that allows for Trump to do discovery, to do depositions, and to bring evidence into the front. You know, a lot of people are waiting until it will go to trial or something. Most of this case is going to be tried before it ever got to trial, to a trial date fully being set, because you have to have exculpatory evidence presented by the other side. You have the opportunity to interview and like that. We already have stuff that's coming out showing that the case that this is based on, the clerk that had recorded the telephone call, thought that they threw this telephone call in the trash that was gone forever. And then it turns out, oh yeah, but they forgot to empty the trash. It's still there.
Wow. So she's in deep shit. She's in deep shit.
The records, they got the record of the, they got the phone call.
So and she's in deep shit.
What Fannie said in the filing doesn't match what actually happened, because we do have the phone call and that's not what happened. So, but in the meantime, part of the thing is this, it's just like this, we have a case that's going on right now. We got the players cornered. They're totally cornered. But do we want the case over immediately? No. We want to have the Perry Mason moment. And so there's a certain dance to get to that moment, and we're very close on it. And so we don't actually want it gone right away. We want to dangle them in front of everybody. And that's even what's got to happen with the counterpunch. So many people just want the victory once and done, over with, and move on with life. But that doesn't leave the brand or the imprint on the national psyche that's needed to keep us from ever getting this position again. You know, after the crash in 29 and then the depression period that lasted for the next decade, people, you know, in this audience probably remember their grandparents at the least, and their parents even, that, you know, they saved, you know, I was just talking to somebody minutes ago and they said, yeah, grandma and grandpa saved the tinsel off of the Christmas tree because it was, you know, they had to reuse it ahead of the stuff they used it for, and they wouldn't throw that away. You had a drawer that had the rolled up tinsel from the Christmas tree. They wouldn't let a paperclip or a tack go to waste because they were so branded by the deprivation that occurred during that period that they could not just, you know, they became hoarders the rest of their life because they knew what it was, the shock, the change of fate, you know, that it affected the population that deeply. And as we expose the criminality and the exposure that we have to the electronic world, you know, Barlow and I talked about this, you know, several decades ago with the electronic frontier and writing that letter that he did then, laying that out. And it was, you know, because we saw the threat coming on the electronic side of things. In fact, I was talking with a constitutional law professor just a few hours ago about the layout, the workup that we're doing for a new Bill of Rights, but it's not actually new. The Bill of Rights is excellent that we have in the Constitution, preceded the Constitution, but it needs to be enunciated or clarified a bit for this generation. The basic principles are absolutely sound. So there's a lot of work to be done, but it's not once and done. We have, when we do the counterpunch, when these lawsuits against Trump are being addressed, as they're being addressed, the information that comes out, we want to take time for people to actually have to chew over it, think about it, understand the consequences,
digest it, right? They have to digest it, right? Yeah. Warren, what about Clapper? There's a thing circulating right now. I think you even sent it to me. Clapper talking about Pence and all this.
Well, nasty. Yes.
That's not Clapper, correct?
That's not Clapper. That is another person. Somebody has decided that it's Clapper. It's not. And even in that post, it had 107 attached to it somehow. And I, you know, I appreciate that people are out there, fans and like that. I just want to make sure that you know, that we clarify that. That's another person having that talk that somebody believed was Clapper. It's not. It's interesting stuff. Again, trust but verify. Take a deep breath, relax.
Juanito, can we talk in depth on ninoscorner.tv like in the next couple of days about what you wanted to talk about earlier?
Well, let me just hit it real quick. It'll only take a second. Okay, get your hand cream out.
I can't. Okay. I'm cuffing the phone ghetto style. My hand's cramping.
Get your finger on the red button.
If you could see what I'm doing right now, Juanito, I'm cuffing the phone ghetto. I look ghetto. Everyone's making fun of me in the chat room saying I'm ghetto because I'm cuffing you against them. It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? I was listening to one of the guys on one of the other podcasts. Somebody sent me to it earlier, and he said a couple of words in a funny way. And after I thought about it, and it was kind of ghetto. After I thought about it, I said, actually, that's genius, the way he said it. I can't remember the words, where it was like helper-er. And there was something, he just added a couple little extra things. So I thought, you know what, that may sound like prison talk or, you know, some kind of street talk. But I listened to it, and I says, man, I love it. That actually was articulated a mentality or an idea way better than just the bare word did. So I, you know, I get that. It's actually kind of fun. So if you haven't seen it, there's some work that she's put out over the last few days. You really need to go look at that. It's concerning. I'm being careful. That's why you have the hand cream, right? No. Anyway, so remember that the Army takes a lot of pride in essentially being, and that's part of the rub with. Well, I mean, come on. We can't, if people say this all the time, we can't have an honest conversation. Just use that one.
We can do it on ninoscorner.tv, but on FluffTube, it's fucking
huge. Oh, my gosh. I mean, do people realize just how serious this is? How, you know, in fact, we have somebody that is speaking privately with our coalition here.
I'm not paranoid. People are, oh, you're paranoid. I'm not paranoid. There's a reason why I still have my channel. People are here telling me, talking shit. And I'm like, there's a reason why I still have the channel, folks. Well, can we finish this on Nino's Corner?
Well, let me just say it, because I don't want to deprive these people at least understanding what they need to go look for. Okay. Please go look at her articles. Consider why that person was at that event doing what he did with a team of people. And then remember this, the ones working directly with him were only about 24. We had hundreds from other federal agencies that were also present, and their actions were coordinated from a country that got $200 billion from the American Treasury for supposed arms and relief and everything else. And they've been wiped out. They're freaking, they don't stand a chance. But the reason I want to tie this to one other thing that I want people to understand. If you read those articles, and as I pointed out to Laura earlier today, that's a recent observation of the Carolinas. That was also with a similar group that has a emblem that we all have learned to despise and hate, that's part of this theme that's going against Russia. And we're arming the emblem people. Where all the tattoos of that monster, and we're arming him to the tune of $200 billion. Are you kidding me with your tax money? But even more important than that, who else was coordinated in with that? It's the other intelligence agencies, Five Eyes, things like that, but they're all in this together. It wasn't just one little spy or even the dozen members of that group that were there that day. They're all tied in together in an operation, a militarized operation, to cause drama there at the thing. But let me just add this one thing, Nino. Even that specific group was tied in all the way back.
Wow.
And I sent you the name of the individual that was coordinating it that was there at Elon City.
Can we finish this on Nino's Corner?
This part we can talk more about, but I'm just telling you this. So let me just add one more thing. There is a tie in this that goes back to the reason why this crowd who has given information over Congress, why Israel wants that person's information paid attention to going into this fall season, and want people looking at China instead. And this person is essentially fulfilling that role by drawing the attention towards the China stuff with the China energy people and tied to. All right.
All right. All right, Juanito.
All right, bro. Bye.
Wow, folks, I don't think you understand. I see a lot of trolls in here, and I get it. You don't want you want to hear it all on here. I got to keep the town square. I got to keep it. There's a reason I'm like the only one on here still. There's a reason. It's a powerful platform. And you know what gets on my nerves? What gets on my nerves the most is seeing these idiots. So look, folks, here's what I know, what I can tell you right now. You know, I wanted to do this broadcast. I'm not doing it tomorrow morning. So, you know, it's real easy, man. You just keep it clean. You just keep it clean on here. You respect the platform, and you do the dirty on ninoscorner.tv. You do, that's where I do the dirty. Nino's Corner, there's a place and time for everything. Ninoscorner.tv is just where I do it. That's just where I have the honest conversation. But I can't stop being the Pied Piper of the normies, folks. I can't. I can't give that up. And, you should just get off. Those of you who are saying that to get off, you're idiots, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. Get off. You get off. Get off my chat. Get out of here. And the trolls, get out of here. Why are you here? Makes no sense to me. I don't follow people I hate. Smoke more wood. Get them out of here. Get some more. Let me see. Man. So we're playing offense now, folks. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. We're starting to play more offense. A lot of things are coming to a head right now, which means vertical jump up. I don't know if you guys saw Tucker Carlson's interview that he's going to be putting out with Glover. Have you seen this? I gotta take my hat off to Tucker. He's doing the right thing. He's doing everything that we need to be done, that needs to be done right now. It's all coming out, folks, for you. Court of public opinion, you. So there's rumors and rumors and more rumors. What is real? What is not? I think I have a good indication of what's real, what's not. A lot of people are saying a lot of baloney right now, folks. I don't buy into it. I don't buy into the clones. Is there actors? There's some actors. But they're still walking around, folks. Nobody's been. That's happened. But I will say it's truly a circus. It is a circus. And I'm going to help you make sense of the chaos, folks. I'm going to help you this. I feel like I have a good vetted circle around me that I feel is I feel, along with you, the help of a lot of you, I feel we're right on the target. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out right now that need a lot of validation, folks. But one thing I think we can all feel it in the air. We can all feel something coming in the air. I know every single one of you can feel this coming in the air. Give me a thumbs up if you feel it. You can't really put your finger on it, but there's some kind of heaviness. It's like the calm before the storm type of feeling. Do you guys feel it? I know I feel it. I feel it. All of you feel it. So there's a lot of articles coming out to mislead you. There's a lot of articles coming out to get you excited. Lots of crap. Lots of crap, folks. And they want to stir the pot. They want to confuse you. So Putin may already be dead, as a real despo has not been seen. The real Putin has not been seen in public for over a year, a Ukrainian spy chief claims. A Ukrainian spy chief has claimed the real Vladimir Putin has not been seen in public for over a year, adding fire to rumors that the leader uses one or more doppelgangers in his place. Major General Karolyo Budovo, who's in charge, said he's unsure if the mad leader, look how they phrase this, the mad leader, the mad man, the mad leader is still living. Rumors are he's sick. I'm hearing that. Juan confirms that. A few other people have told me that. But is he alive? I mean, there's no way to absolutely know, but I think the closest source we can get to this is some of the people that I'm talking to, and absolutely Juan says no, he's hanging on by a thread. I don't know. But I will say one thing. Allegedly part of a nationwide RICO mail beep, wire beep and money beep. In a startling twist of events, and a mother of all bombs comprehensive investigation was unveiled, astounding connections between and the vast national network involved in beep and money beep activities. Fannie Willis's implication in these matters is poised to reverberate through the political landscape with profound consequences. The exhaustive inquiry, but the Georgia record team spanning multiple states and jurisdictions has uncovered a convoluted web of illicit operations designed to undermine the very foundation of our constitutional republic and the rule of law. So who's really guilty here, folks? Who's really guilty here? It ain't Trump. Nah. Let's dig some more. Let's not leave one stone unturned, folks. The lead up to the 2022, you know what? Our team unearthed a vast money laundering network channeling through Act Blue, notably one of the primary beneficiaries of the money RICO enterprise was none other than Georgia Senator. So there's an extensive money network that financed the Raphael Warnock campaign. Do you guys like the beep? I'm trying, folks. I'm really trying for YouTube. People get mad. You all get mad at me. That's fine. I get mad about it too. I don't like my First Amendment right hacked to death. I like to say what I want to say. You know me, but there's sometimes you got to bob and weave and stick and move. Possesses evidence exonerating Georgia's alternate elector. So Fulton County District Attorney possesses evidence that exonerates several Republicans she's targeting in her legal crusade against former President Donald Trump and other Republicans for their lawful here, so you know I got it from a conservative network, contesting of Georgia's, you know what. In her August 14th indictment, Willis alleged the existence of Republican electors for Trump constituting an unlawful conspiracy to overturn the Peach State's 2020 you know what. Among those charged for partaking in this so-called conspiracy are David Schaefer, one of Georgia's 2020 Republican electors, and Ray Smith, who served as one of Trump's lawyers at the time of the contest. Nino, this must be exhausting for you. Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. So, I don't know if you all heard the James Clapper thing that's being circulated. It's supposedly fake. Okay, so from what I'm hearing, it's not real. Write the words you want to say. I feel like I'm playing charades sometimes. So it is purported interview of James Clapper entering just like Juanito said. Rosenstein had a dirty trick squad. They did have there is a dirty trick squad, folks. Speaking of dirty tricks. This is massive. She tweets this. This is massive. You all need to read this. I have exclusively confirmed that the FBI identified operatives as, you know what, that symbol, who were in the U.S. Capitol interviews with the FBI. During the private interview with American Shaman, the FBI asked how he knew, the Shaman guy, okay. The FBI asked him how he knew the operative who took a photo with him. Oh, so he knew this guy. Who took the photo with him the day Chansley didn't know the guy, and FBI confirmed that Sergey Derumbian is affiliated with that symbol. This means the U.S. Capitol has, you know what, and the U.S. government and FBI still not arrested these people or made the public aware. And then you go to Twitter and look, or X, whatever you want to call it, and go look this up because there's a lot. I've already said too much on this broadcast. Folks, if you're catching this live, good for you, because as soon as I get done, I'm having the editor come in and clean it up the best you can. It's just, you know, man, I still come out here and I do it because it needs to be covered, but I got to do it in a way where I feel like I'm bobbing and weaving and moving. It's annoying. It's really annoying. But I'm still doing it. I look tired. That's because I am tired. because they're too sexy for their lies, they bet. Oh, they bet. You're so sexy, they bet. All 19 defendants plead not guilty, waive arraignments, and not guilty to the charges against them and waive their formal arraignments. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was among the final defendants to enter a plea on September 5th alongside former Trump attorney John Eastman and former Coffee County Election Office official Misty Hampton. Former Coffee County GOP Chair Kathy Latham entered her plea on September 4th, while former Georgia GOP Chair David Schaefer and Georgia State Senator Sean Steele entered theirs on September 3rd. Former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark's plea was submitted on September 1st. In total, 41 charges have been filed against the defendants, including violation of Georgia's Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations RICO Act, solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer, impersonating a public officer, and forgery, among others. Gaslighting much? Gaslighting much, folks? This I find interesting, folks. This next one I'm going to read here I find real interesting because it's saying Biden's big gamble. Biden's big gamble. Staying quiet on Trump. Listen to what I'm going to read this to you, but just understand this. They're telling him, shh, you don't need to do anything. We got you. There's going to be some things that happen. Just stay quiet. You don't need to. That's why he's going to the fucking beach every day. He's at the beach. He's at the beach. He's at the beach constantly. Why? Because he's relaxed. He ain't worried. He's not worried. When Donald Trump was arrested a little more than a week ago in Georgia on charges, he journeyed to Atlanta's Fulton County Jail in a flashy motorcade, submitted to a mugshot that made worldwide news. Then proclaimed Joe Biden's Justice Department. The next day, Biden's campaign released a video to run in battleground states. Like he even needs to do that. So the president's seeming disconnect from a major consequential day in politics was as purposeful as it was predictable. It follows a long-held practice for Biden. One he adhered to after three previous indictments of the GOP frontrunner. Stay quiet while Trump tries to convince Americans that Biden has abused the power of the presidency to sideline his likely 2024 opponent. But it's not just muted approach to Trump's criminal charges, which Biden aide says intended to demonstrate that his Justice Department acts independently from the White House. Biden has taken an overall gloves-off strategy to Trump. Rarely uttering his name and declining to punch back when given the opportunity. So, folks, they're saying it's making them worry. Like, why isn't he saying anything? He doesn't have to. They got it covered. He doesn't need to do a damn thing. Kind of like when he was campaigning. They don't care, folks. They think they got this wrapped up. That's why they tell him, shh, no. Come here. You don't need to say anything. We got it covered. Go to the beach. Go to the beach. Play in the sand. I swear, man, I talk to people that are not dialed in, other conservative hosts, and it's like I try to throw little softballs at them and they just don't hit it. They don't hit it. I lob softballs at them. You think it could be this? You think it could be, I don't know, what about this? What about that? I don't know. We're in trouble. We're in fucking trouble. Soros reveals plan to unleash hell on Trump in 2020. The color revolution is getting the green light. George Soros' son, Alexander, the heir of the radical Soros empire, has given the game plan away for his father's massive nonprofit network. And let me tell you, folks, it's coming. All guns blazing, all assets deployed. In a recent article in the Soros' son reveals how the Open Society Institute, one of the most influential radical organizations in the world, will be campaigning against the campaigning against former president. How is this even legal? How? The Open Society Institute, one of the most influential radical organizations, a non-governmental organization. Right there. As someone who spends up to half their time working on the continent and thinks former United States President Donald Trump, or at least someone with his isolationist and anti-European policies, will be Republican nominee, I believe the MAGA-style Republican victory in next year's U.S. presidential, in the end, be worse for the EU than for the U.S. Such an outcome will imperil European unity and undermine the progress achieved on many fronts. We are adapting OSF to be able to respond to whatever scenarios might emerge on both sides of the Atlantic. They got think tanks on this, folks. Trump's Truth Social is facing a key funding deadline. When former President Donald Trump's media startup announced in October 2021 that it planned to merge with a Miami-based company called Digital World Acquisition, the deal was an instant stock market hit. With the $300 million Digital World had already raised from investors, Trump Media and Technology Group, creator of the pro-Trump social network Truth Social, pledged then that the merger would create a tech titan worth $875 million at the start and, depending on the stock's performance, up to $1.7 billion later. All they needed was the merger to close, a process that Digital World in July 2021 preliminary prospectus estimated would happen within 12 to 18 months. We're approaching the deadline. Val's defamation lawsuit against ADL. Isn't that, there's some irony in this one. So the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, will be forced to sue the Anti-Defamation League. Are you serious? For defamation, by the way. So X, owner, in the post on the platform Tuesday morning, that the announcement comes on the heels of a report from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency that Musk had promoted a hashtag launched raging anti-you-know-what, Keith Woods says. Woods' hashtag banned ADL calls the ban to ADL from X. To clear our platform's name on the matter of anti-you-know-what, it looks like we have no choice but to file a defamation lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League. What's the world coming to? Yeah. This is crazy. Get ready for this one. Home insurers cut natural disasters from policies because it's getting too hot outside. You know what I'm talking about, folks? Because of the climate. So we're just going to cut these policies because you know what? We got to save the planet. And we just don't know. There's just so many natural disasters happening. We don't know what to do. In the aftermath of extreme weather events, major insurers are increasingly no longer offering coverage that homeowners in areas vulnerable to those disasters need most. At least five large U.S. property insurers, including Allstate, American Family, Nationwide, Erie Insurance Group, and Berkshire Hathaway, have told regulators that extreme weather patterns caused by it being too hot outside have led them to stop writing coverages in some regions, exclude protections from various weather events, and raise monthly premiums and deductibles. Major insurers say that they could cut out damage caused by hurricanes, wind, and hail from policies underwriting property along coastlines and in wildfire country, according to a voluntary survey conducted by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, a group of state officials that regulates rates and policy forms. Insurance providers are also more willing to drop existing policies in some locales as they become more vulnerable to natural disasters. Wow. Most home insurance coverages are annual terms, so providers are not bound to them for more than 1 year. Wow. Ain't this something? This means individuals and families in places once considered safe from natural catastrophes could lose crucial insurance protections while their natural disaster exposure expands or intensifies as global temperatures rise. And you all believe it. Your friends that lay out in the guess what? If I see some of you laying on the street, I ain't stopping. I ain't stopping. And I have a big truck. Mother daughter to receive $100,000 settlement in landmark secret case. So a California school district that was sued over allegations teachers and staff at Buena Vista Middle School in Salinas, California, coached an 11-year-old girl to social male gender identity, settled with the girl and her mother for $100,000. The lawsuit filed on June 14th last year named Spreckles Union School District, the principal and the school and two teachers as defendants. Jessica Conan, the child's mother, came forward after a leaked audio recorded revealed the two teachers telling other educators about how they secretly recruited students into the school club at California Teachers Association Weekend Conference in Palm Springs on October 2021. The CTA event was billed as the, oh gosh. So it's a massive victory across America for myself and for my daughter. And for other parents experiencing similar situations, she said, our voices made a difference. So have you seen cities in an uproar? Because why? Well, a lot of immigrants are showing up, aren't they? So in border news, 1 year after first migrant bus sent to Chicago, city still unprepared to tackle crisis. You don't say. There is no over this one. So basically, Chicago, Emily Baruta, an asylum seeker, was sitting on the floor of the Near West 12th District Police Station Wednesday with her five-year-old on her lap and a thermometer tucked under his arm. Emily, okay, oh, under the kid's arm. The instrument beeped. Her young son, laying on the makeshift bed on the tile floor, had a fever of 102.9 degrees. The worried mother rushed to the bathroom and waited in line, dampering hand towels to try to cool her son down. Buretta is worried at her son, she said. She's been at the police station with her family for 2 weeks. And each member of her family has been sick, fever, diarrhea, vomiting. Whose fault is that? It ain't mine. It's none of ours. I'm afraid, Baruta said. Pues I am afraid. There are so many sick people here. We are all sick at the same time with the same thing because we are all stuck together. Baruta is one of the 200 migrants living at the near West Side Police Station, 1412 South Blue. Island Avenue, their sleeping bags and belongings covering nearly every inch of the station's lobby. When Chicago first started housing migrants in police stations as emergency overflow shelters over the winter, officials expected it to be a temporary solution. But 9 months later, men, women, and children are still sleeping on police station floors. They're at the police station sleeping on the floors. Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent his first buses of migrants to Chicago to protest federal immigration policies. Other governors followed suit. Since then, Chicago has struggled to care for thousands of asylum seekers. More than 200 buses and planes carrying 13,500 people have arrived in Chicago since August 2022. While about 6,600 are currently being housed in city-run shelters, and another 2,000 are living in police stations and airports. Jeez. The city, state, and feds have allocated $350 million to address the needs of those arriving, folks. The city has opened 16 shelters. To the vets, huh? You fought for the country? 120 migrants started moving into Lakeshore Hotel in Hyde Park, Chicago. The buses were a welcome sight for migrants who had been sleeping inside and outside the Chicago Police 2nd District. Some were there for a month at 51st and Wentworth. The buses were a sign that they would be getting off the police. They were getting off the police station floor and into a shelter. Volunteers who have been helping the families on Friday to clean and bedding the tents in anticipation of the next round of migrants headed to the city. The next round. We live in one of the richest countries in the world. To see people sleeping in tents in front of the police station is inexcusable, said volunteer Alejandro Perez. It's just inexcusable. We should pay for them to have nice hotels. They don't do shit. They just come here, and we should pay for them. Do you work? You work? All of you work on my thing? You should pay for them. Because that's the right thing to do. I'm in a bad mood today. I'm just tired of this shit. Tired of it, man. Tired of talking to people that don't know what's going on as well, you know? These people are everywhere. They're everywhere. Went to the store right now to pick up some water, and there was like 7 people wearing face diapers. I'm like, man, you're that lost in outer space. It hasn't computed at all. In what the fuck news? In Saudi Arabia, sentenced for tweets. We're on our way, aren't we? So a Saudi court has sentenced a man solely on his Twitter and YouTube activity. Human Rights Watch said today, Saudi authorities should quash the verdict, which is an escalation of Saudi's government's crackdown on freedom of expression and peaceful political dissent in the country. On July 10th, 2023, the Specialized Criminal Court, Saudi Arabia's Counterterrorism Tribunal, convicted Mohammed Abakhande Kandi, 54, a retired Saudi teacher, of several criminal offenses related solely to his peaceful expression online. Using his tweets, retweets, and YouTube activity as the evidence against him. How dare you say anything? You can think it, just don't say it. Don't let it leave your mouth. When a court can hand down the death penalty for nothing more than peaceful tweets, said Joey Shea, Saudi Arabia researcher at Human Rights Watch, Saudi authorities have escalated their campaign against all dissent to mind-boggling levels and should reject this travesty of justice. Saudi security forces arrested Al-Ghani Al-Hanna in front of his wife and children on June 11, 2022, outside his home in the Erda Wakhalaya neighborhood of Mecca. People with knowledge of the case told Human Rights Watch they took him to the Al-Rubudi prison north of Jeddah, where they held a solitary confinement for 4 months. His family was unable to contact him during this period and did not have access to a lawyer. The authorities later transferred Al-Khadar Dambi to the Al-Khar prison in Raghandai. Fuck, there's some names in here. Arga Khami's brother, Saeed Nardassar Gandia, is well-known Saudi Islamic scholar and government critic living in exile in the United Kingdom. In a tweet on August 24, Saeed wrote that the false ruling aims to spite me personally after failed attempts by the investigation to return me to the country. Saudi authorities in recent years have increasingly retaliated against the family members of the critics and dissidents abroad in an effort to coerce them to return to the country, Human Rights Watch said. Holy shit. What is wrong with me? I'm still trying to figure it out myself. Hoo-ah! All right, folks. I think I'm done. Wow. Great job. I get tired. I get tired after these. Man. I try to make the news fun, folks. I try to make it worth watching. I appreciate all you. I won't be here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back Friday. I'll be here Friday. So, what do you think? Should I edit this video? Hey, folks, I also have the drop in the pinned tweet. Hit it, please. Hit it right now so you don't forget. And follow the drop. Oh, boy. Nino's Corner.tv is fire. I have some. I got some cool videos coming up on YouTube too. I got Bob Wonder Bob coming back on, my spiritual teacher. We're going to be talking about my journey with alcoholism. We're going to be talking about the Matrix, stepping out of the Matrix. That's going to premiere tomorrow. I have Peter Schiff coming on talking about the inevitable collapse of the dollar. That's going to be uplifting. That's coming up in the next couple of days. I've already did that interview. And then who do I have? Oh, Bo Pony and the Ghost and Juanito. I need to get the Ghost on too. I need to get him back on. There's a lot here, but folks, hit the drop and follow. Let's get up to 15,000. I'm trying to get to 15,000 on there. All right, folks, I am out of here. Get yourself a shirt of Patriotwear. I'm going to run out of these. All right. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, you know it. And the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. And the lone wolf. Oh! All right. I'm out.